On Monday, we told you about a Prince George woman with a vision to create a giant snowman greeting people for the Canada Winter Games. She wrote to city council, asked them to let her use snow from city property on near Mr. PG to help realize the vision, but the idea was nixed over some liability concerns. Helge Ruschelski isn't letting that idea melt away, though. He's the owner and operator of Central Builders in Prince George, and he's with me on the line this morning. Good morning, Helge.
Good morning, Russell.
Now, how did you get interested in the idea of this giant snowman? Why did it capture your imagination?
Well, I was actually driving to work on Monday morning, and on the news I heard that City Council had decided not to go ahead with the snowman, which I kind of thought was a good idea in the first place. Walking into my store, realized that I had this big, huge pile of snow in my parking lot, not to mention the space available, and I thought, you know, why don't we do the snowman here? We've got all the snow, we've got the location.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's how it came to light.
Now, in the case of the city, they were a bit concerned as it relates to liability and, you know, perhaps someone getting injured, that kind of thing. How much concern or how much worry do you have over any liability concerns of having such a big, structure, I suppose, on your property?
Of course I'm concerned. We're going to do everything we can to avoid anybody climbing on it and that type of thing. As for liability, my insurance company is perfectly fine with it. As a matter of fact, they're rooting me on. We'll do our best to make sure that nobody gets hurt. I'm hoping for as many volunteers as possible, but we're going to try to build this thing about 30 feet high. And let's hope for the best.
Now, I'm guessing that not a lot of people build this sort of thing. We had some neighbors in Kitimat do it, but I'm wondering what sort of technique or what sort of equipment goes into getting this sort of thing started and getting higher and higher to that 30 feet.
Question, Russell. You know, honestly, I'm not quite sure. We have a couple of guys with excavators that honestly, yesterday were practicing. They went to an undisclosed area. We obviously didn't want anybody watching them practice. And we're hoping to get started here probably in the next couple of days, maybe early next week. We'll see what happens. I think the excavator is the way to go. And just slowly but surely build it up and then carve it down from there.
Now, we have some issues around weather. When it gets a little bit warm like this, I mean, it's great for some people, you know, melts a bit of snow, gets it out of the way. But if you're trying to put on a Canada Winter Games or trying to build a 30-foot snowman, I'm not quite sure it's as effective. So how do you work with this warm weather? Do you have a sense of how it can help you or how it might hinder what you're trying to do?
When I walked into work this morning, that big pile of snow that I saw on Monday morning was not as big. So it's obviously starting to melt. But I think that the fact that it's wet will help it stick together and will also help to compact it, which I think will help us rather than hinder us.
Now, as I mentioned, we've got Kitimat that's built one. I think Fort Nelson has also built a giant snowman as well. Any idea if there's anyone there that can help you out?
I'm still waiting for some help with that. That's why we have guys practicing with the excavator. I haven't heard too much in the way of help. Everybody wants to help, but I haven't heard too much in the way of how we're going to accomplish it. I'm not too worried about it. It's a big pile of snow that we're going to carve and make look pretty. I'm sure it'll be just fine.
You know, something like this certainly can bring a lot of attention to a community. What do you think is going to be the impact if this thing gets built and looks the way you want it to look?
You know what? Really, the Canada Games is bringing in a whole lot of people. You look at the Facebook page, Hell Yeah, Prince George. Everybody's excited about it. It's just a whole lot of teamwork, and I just think the Prince George spirit is just going to continue on.
All right. And when can folks expect to see the snowman start to materialize in your parking lot?
Well, let's hope for sometime next week.
All right. We'll watch it rise above the horizon. Helge, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the program, and all the best with this project.
Thank you, Russell.
That's Helgi Rachelski. He's the owner and operator of Central Builders in Prince George. And if they succeed in building that giant snowman, it'll be along Highway 97 as you drive into the city. And if you've got any tips or want to help volunteer to build the snowman, you can get in touch. And the email that you can do that for is customerservice@centralpg.ca. That's customerservice@centralpg.ca. You can also get involved with us here on the program and join the discussion on our Facebook page. And of course, that's facebook.com/daybreaknorth. That's facebook.com/daybreaknorth.